Today on Gardening in a Minute, Muley Grass. Ornamental grasses have become quite popular in modern landscapes. In Florida, we have a tough and beautiful native grass that can work great in any yard. Muley grass is a perennial ornamental grass that is drought-tolerant, salt-tolerant, and easy to grow. It performs best in sunny areas, producing clumps that can reach 3 to 5 feet tall and up to 3 feet wide when mature. In the fall, muley grass produces fluffy pink flower stalks that give it a distinctive and attractive appearance. A lovely white form is also available. Plant muley grass as a border or use it in mass plantings for a beautiful drift-like effect. Ask for this versatile Florida-friendly grass at your local garden center or wherever you purchase your plants. For more information about muley grass, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dwarf fruit trees. If you want to grow fruit but don't have room for an orchard, dwarf fruit trees are a great solution. Some, like dwarf papaya and banana, are simply bred to stay small. Dwarf citrus trees stay small because they are grafted onto a dwarfing rootstock, like Flying Dragon. Major advantages of dwarf trees are that it's easier to reach the fruit at harvest time, and they fit into smaller landscapes. Growing any fruit tree in a container can also help limit its size. This is a good solution for North Florida gardeners who want to grow tropical fruits. Just be sure to change out the potting mix or move it up to the next size container as needed. And remember to prune your fruit tree over the years to maintain a healthy shape. For more information about fruit trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, irrigation water quality. Plants need water, but not all water is equally good for them. The quality of the water you irrigate your plants with can affect their success in ways that you may not have considered. Water from coastal wells and aquifers can often have high levels of salt, especially when groundwater levels are low. Landscapes that use water from these sources should include mostly salt-tolerant plants. Some homes have hard water. Hard water has a high mineral content, which can clog irrigation systems and leave white, filmy deposits on plants. Other landscapes have water with a high pH, which can interfere with plants absorbing iron and other needed micronutrients. Symptoms can include leaf yellowing and deformed growth. Contact your county extension office to find out how to get your water pH tested if you suspect problems. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, queen palms. Queen palms have been widely planted in Florida because of their elegant stature, fast growth, and widespread availability. These regal palms have smooth gray trunks that can reach up to 50 feet tall and are topped with a large canopy of feathery foliage. In summer, queen palms produce large plumes of tiny flowers that mature into vibrant orange fruits by winter. Despite their beauty, queen palms do have some caveats. They're not self-cleaning and won't always survive cold winters. They're also prone to several nutrient deficiencies, especially when grown in alkaline soil, and their fruits can be a hassle when they fall to the ground. But if you crave a majestic palm that will sway in the breeze, queen palm is definitely a worthy option. For more information about palms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, renovating mulched beds. Mulch plays a star role in Florida-friendly yards. You can keep your mulched beds looking their best by renovating them every year. If your mulch has lightened in color, raking it can give it a quick and easy facelift. Leaves are a wonderful free mulch, but they can mat down over time and prevent water and air from reaching the soil. Loosen any matted mulch with a rake or pitchfork. A perk of organic mulch is that it breaks down over time, adding valuable organic matter to the soil, but it does need to be replenished periodically. Just add a fresh layer of mulch on top of the old until you achieve a 3-inch depth. And if you see a white growth in your organic mulch, don't fret. It's just a beneficial fungus that helps break down the mulch. For more information about mulch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.